Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ our Lord is truly above the law. The law does not apply to him according to his divine nature. He cannot break the law because it is his own will. It wasn't written for him, it was written for us, but it was written by him. And so, in the fullness of time, he came into our world as a creature, was born of a woman under the law in order to redeem those who are under the law. This humiliation and condescension of God becoming man was not passive. The Father did not send the Son apart from the Son's will or knowledge. The Son instead denies himself in order to redeem us. He chooses to take upon human flesh. He gives up, in part, for a time, his divine rights and attributes. And he chooses to go as a lamb to the slaughter, willing to pay what it takes to reconcile us to himself. Now, there are two broad aspects to Christ being under the law: his active and his passive obedience. His active obedience is that, being under the law, he did not sin, that he did not do anything that the law forbade. That means that he never coveted, he never lusted, he never held a grudge. He never got jealous or petty or hurt anyone with his words or deeds. He also did everything that the law commanded be done. He remembered the Sabbath day to keep it holy, gladly hearing his own word. He honored Mary and Joseph. He loved his neighbor as himself. He was under the law, but the law had no accusation to make against him because he obeyed it in full. His passive obedience is that he allows the law to do to him everything that it should do to us. And primarily that means that he allowed the law to punish him for sin, for the wages of sin is death. That culminates, of course, then on the cross, where he is forsaken by the Father and pays those wages. But that suffering included other indignities. Being born under the law meant that he was subject to the cruelties of this fallen world and of fallen men. And so it is that he is hunted by Herod. He is hated and slandered by the Pharisees. And he is betrayed by those whom he loves. And it means that he must keep also the ceremonial law, even having pigeons sacrificed on his behalf, circumcised on the eighth day. And since he was born under the law, that also means that he does not gain his wisdom and learning by magic or by divine right. He must work at it. Do not think that because he was God, things came easy. He had to be potty trained. This is God. He had to study. He had to grow and learn by work and effort, and often without recognition or praise. He had been taken for granted. He had been resented maligned and forgotten. All of this he does to redeem those born under the law. He does not come into our world as a full-grown man and then go straight to the cross. He is born under the law, and he endures all that we endure, including imperfect parents, lousy governments, and poor friends. He knows all of our heartaches. He mourns. He regrets the decisions of others. He feels frustration. He is ashamed. He makes himself a sacrifice worthy of our sins in this deliberate way, that he does not merely take the form of the man. He is a man. But he is a man without sin who lays down his life for his friends and for his enemies. He is God, who is love and with whom nothing is impossible, and his mercy endures forever. And so it is because he was born of a woman under the law. We who are born under the law are no longer slaves. He calls us sons. Indeed, he makes us sons. His inheritance is ours by grace, and we are born from above. His name carried by waters upon us. So let that sword of the Spirit, the word of God, pierce our hearts and reveal his righteousness and show to the world that we indeed are his sons. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.